Sorry, you want to go on?
Or? Go ahead. No.
I just want to say that I met Danny at one of the very first Wikipedia meetups in this country in Boston in 2004. It's also the first time I met Jimmy because of James Day. He left his luggage somewhere, so we all ended up. I missed my train. Danny missed his train. We ended up spending the night, the three of us, with at SJ's house. We crashed at his place, and so I spent like a good day and a half day with him, and it struck me as a very reasonable, honest, intelligent person. And I'm just to put in a good word for his character. That's why I find it hard to believe that he's just making these up out of whole cloth.
If I may jump in at this point, I'm one of the volunteers who I don't think I've ever physically been to a meetup, although I have met a couple of other Wikipedians face to face. And I don't go back as far as Mark and Danny and some of these other people do. But he sounded sincere to me, and knowing him pretty much exclusively from reputation, hearing something as serious as that coming from Danny, it's just not the sort of thing that I would dismiss out of hand. The way that I, would look skeptically at something coming out of Valleywag. He has some credibility, at least on the face of it, and he seemed quite sincere.
Like I said, I don't have a position on Danny, right? I don't have a position on him as a good guy or a bad guy. He and I had lunch, I think, a couple of times. We went for a drink once with Michael Davis. He and I are reasonably friendly. So I don't have a position on Danny, right? And I don't have a position on why he's doing this. I really don't. But what I have to say, though, is that I can't understand how he could possibly think, or any or anyone listening or whatever, could possibly think that this in any way supports the organization or supports the mission of the stuff that we're trying to get done here, I mean, we're not in a situation where he can say that he's looking to correct some kind of existing problem. There's no whistleblowing, If you look, the allegations are too... Sorry, there's...
I'm sorry, we're having some technical difficulty.
Sue, I think we can now hear you. I think DeRover's mic has just played up a little. Sue, are you still there?
Yeah.
So, sorry, do carry on.
Okay, so, sure. So basically what I was going to say was, we're talking about things that happened or did not happen in 2005, right? That is 3 years ago. That is half the total lifetime of this organization, right? Even if those things were true, which they are not true, lots of things have changed since then. The board leadership has changed. The executive leadership of the foundation has been changed. I've been implementing tons of controls that you can see them. They're all on the foundation website, right? So I just don't understand how, in that context, what Danny is doing can be construed as in any way helpful. And frankly, even this conversation, it's on the internet. People can listen to it. They can share it around with their friends and so forth. I really am torn because I want to be accountable and I want to be responsive to the community and I want to answer people's legitimate good faith questions. But at the same time, I just don't see how the conversation in any way helps anyone get our job done.
I think so.
I mean, our job is an organization, not my job.
Your candor and your willingness to come and chat is also, from my point of view, and I'm sure others, very much appreciated. I think you're right that this can turn into a bit of a time sink and a bit of a waste of time, I guess. That describes it. So if it's okay with all in the room right now, we've covered that to some degree, and I'd like to move on.
Can I just ask one more question to Sue?
Go for it, Raoul.
Can you talk about the financials a little and the effects of the recent fundraiser? Because there was some issue going around about that it didn't reach its target goal. Or can you talk about that a little bit?
Oh, actually,
sure,
Raoul,
yeah.
I'll just say, I'm sorry to preempt you. I've actually got a little question that I've noted here that is almost that exact same question. But I thought to allow the listener a bit of background as well, I just wanted to ask Sue, when you first heard of Wikipedia and how long you've been with us and all that sort of stuff, just for the record.
Oh, sure, yeah. When did I first hear of Wikipedia? It was a long, long time ago, and I was working in a newsroom at the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, which is public broadcasting, mission-driven, blah, blah, public broadcasting in Canada. And
it's probably self-evident from that, but are you Canadian?
Yeah.
There you go. Sorry.
Much, I just... yeah. Happened to be very much Canadian. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I'm Canadian. So I worked for the CBC for a long time. I worked in radio. I worked in television. And then I worked on the internet. And I think the first time I'd heard of Wikipedia was shortly after I moved over to the online arm of the company. And the very young interns were using it. And I remember having conversations in the newsroom about what would we do about these very young interns who are going to Wikipedia. And it was interesting to me to watch the arc of change over time, right? Because in the beginning, it was considered very much not credible, and it was sort of anathema that these kids were using it to sort of start their research for their stories. But over time, in the years that I was there, gradually became much, much, much more accepted, which I think parallels our story, Wikipedia's story, everywhere, right? And I think is quite interesting and speaks to its increasing credibility.
Yeah, and you joined...
Except
I
they just
I'm
won't
right
say
saying...
it publicly. Using us publicly.
It's okay as a first source. Everyone agrees it's okay as a first source, I think.
Well, some Hollywood films use it quite extensively, don't they, Raoul?
yeah, well, you're referring to The Last Mimsy, which copied some of my pictures.
So be careful what you contribute to Wikipedia, kids. It'll end up in the movies. But back to you, Sue, for a sec. You came to us. Was it you mentioned in talking about the scandal stuff at the moment that you've been with us? I think since last July, or is it June, something like that?
End of June. Yeah, the last week of June, I think.
And I sort of, this is a cheesy interview question, but it's the best I could come up with, and I hope it leads into sort of what some of the stuff that is positive to talk about, and we will get onto the money thing in just a sec, but. Where do you see the foundation heading in the next sort of year and 2 years and 3 years? And I also like to ask you personally, if are you with us for, will you be with us in 3 years' time, do you think?
I'm going to be with us for as long as I can help, for as long as I can do good things for the organization. So the reason I'm very happy to be here for a number of reasons. Let me talk about that a little bit, and then I'll talk about what I'm hoping to do. The first thing that drew me, obviously, was the mission, right? Like, the free information for everybody in the world, who could not get behind that, right? So that makes tons of sense. But the second thing that made me want to come here was the impact, right? Because there are lots of well-intentioned people in the world trying to do good things. But it's really hard to effectively do good things that actually, are useful. And Wikipedia's impact is undeniable, right? It's relevant, it's useful, people use it all the time, it's incredibly popular. So that was the second reason. But the third thing that drew me to the organization was that I had gone through a similar transition to what I think this organization is facing at the CBC. So the CBC is a very old, established in 1936, public broadcasting entity. And it started doing online experimentation sort of in the middle, I think the middle 90s. So when I moved over to the internet at CBC, it was in about, I think 2000, maybe it was 2001, I think it was 2000. When I moved over to the online piece, it was really young, right? It was a baby or an adolescent organization in organizational development parlance, right? And so really what I was able to do there, and I enjoyed it, it was a lot of fun, what I was able to do was take this thing that was quite young and help it sort of go to the next stage of maturity. It's a normal thing. There's
and is it,
unusual in it, right?
In reading your some information online, Sue, I read that one of your major innovations at the CBC was to increase revenue through advertising.
Yeah, absolutely. I worked on a massive expansion of advertising on the website, which I was very clear with the board when I came here, and I'm happy to be very clear with you guys too, is not what I think is the right answer for Wikipedia. It was the right answer for the CBC because of our particular circumstances, right?
I think we may return to that whole thing as a separate topic another day, because there's some thought. I mean, I personally think that the argument to include advertising somewhere is pretty strong, and I'd be I'm quite happy for that. I know that there's a whole series of strongly held opinions across the board there. I'll just ask Majorly just because he's been sitting so quietly, and I know that he's there. Majorly, do you have any thoughts on advertising at Wiki at all?
Well, I think advertising would be a good idea, to be honest. It's to do with things like money. Think of all the money that we could be raising through advertising.
I said, I think we might return to that longer anon. I also wanted to just bring you in, Majorly, to see, you know, have you got any reactions or questions just before we move on to sort of board finance to what we've all said so far, really?
No, I've been listening, and I think everything's been answered.
That's good stuff. Well, as I said, Raoul was going to put the question, and I sort of held him off just because I wanted to. We talked about the impact of fundraising and the directions. There's some in terms of the larger mission, you know, the world knowledge to everyone. There seems to me to be sometimes there's a tension between we just run a website and we want to give world knowledge to everyone. And I guess the financial implications, if we had lots of money, then I know that we'd be looking at DVD versions and print versions, or certainly they'd be discussed. Have you got any thoughts, just before we go on to the number crunching, just briefly, Sue, is the foundation looking at things like, putting Wikipedia onto laptops in the third world and giving away laptops, or is that the kind of blue sky direction that inspires you?
Yeah, sure. I mean, essentially, the mission, as I understand it, is to disseminate free information to everybody in the world, right? My understanding of the situation is that we've done a really good job in building a rich and fantastic website that reaches people in lots of different languages, lots of places around the world. But we are
reaching people, obviously. So would you feel that we should start to look beyond the website into new forums?
Absolutely, yeah. But I don't think, let me just say though, that I don't think that necessarily needs to be tremendously expensive, right? What I would see our role as in doing that is facilitating it again, right? So developing partnerships, we have a partnership with One Laptop Per Child, right? Developing partnerships with other people so that they can extract from us what they need and go and publish it in books or DVDs or USB sticks or pamphlets or whatever it is that they need,
and
right?
That's, we just want to get it out. That's the way they should be doing it, frankly. They really... they should be providing technical support to others who are essentially more experienced and more qualified at getting stuff into Africa, getting stuff
yeah.
to DVD. You're qualified to put stuff on like DVDs to do the technical stuff, and then they should be the ones distributing it, essentially, at least.
Yeah, that's correct. No, that's correct. That's what we've been talking about with the board and so forth, is this idea that we don't have expertise in Namibia, right? We don't know very much about Cambodia and how to get things done there, but other people do know, right? So we want to facilitate and support them in doing that. I think that's entirely consistent with the license and the mission and what we're all trying to do.
What do you think?
And I'll just refer to once more, sorry to interrupt you again, Raoul, just the New York Times article, which I'll put it is a New York Times article that came out, I think, yesterday, is that right?
Yeah.
And you mentioned that it was mentioned about books and trivia games, and I wondered if there were your thoughts on those two specific directions that might be taken.
Oh, gosh, I got a great email from a guy today who wants to make a trivia game. He's very smart. He's working with the New Yorker and some other people. My understanding is that we've gone down a little bit down the road of the trivia game or the trivia game show on television, and... The challenge there is that trivia games are fundamentally competitive, right? And we are fundamentally.
I'd actually raise the concern that an oft held and quite difficult to debunk criticism of Wikipedia often relates to trivia. So I'd be nervous about the synergy.
Yeah. No, there's challenges for sure. And in terms of the books, the Germans have done, the German chapter has done a number of books with, I think, Direct Media, right? And that's worked out, I think, fairly well.
Raoul, you were going to say something.
Oh, just going to say, in the area of trivia, it's funny you should mention that. I do, like, Quiz Bowl, which is sort of like Jeopardy for adults, like difficult level trivia. And the guy who edits ACF, the most academic, most difficult circuit of that, he absolutely prohibits Wikipedia. And if he finds you actually getting information from Wikipedia, it's an automatic $10 on your registration fee for every question he finds that you submit like that.
Oh dear.
Well, that will pose him awful trouble when Wikipedia is the sum of all human knowledge, won't it?
Yeah.
I have a question, actually. Sue, would you consider modeling a game show on something like the Family Feud model, where you've got teams of people collaborating among their teams?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think that's the kind of idea that we've been, because we're not going to design a game show, right, at the foundation. Someone's going to come to us and pitch something interesting. And I think my impression is that before my time and with me here now, we're waiting for the right pitch, right? We're waiting for someone to come to us with something that is coherent with our values, you know?
So this, I tell you what, the Wikipedia Weekly team could take on the Wikipedia Weekly team, and we'd know once and for all.
So wait, this would be an actual licensed show called the Wikipedia Game Show or something like that?